Over the last few years, downtown Hot Springs has gone through a major revitalization. New businesses have been springing up left and right. The newest of those businesses is the Jackson River Cafe. I'm joined in studio by executive chef and part of the ownership team of LCDO and the Jackson River Cafe. This is Chef Kyle Krieger. How are you doing today, Kyle?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. It's been obvious that there's a lot more activity in Hot Springs. Downtown Hot Springs is coming back to life, and Jackson River Cafe is a part of that. How's things going over there for you guys?
It's been good. It's been a good first week, and we're looking for many more.
So you and your wife are part of the ownership team of LCDO, the restaurant that is directly beside the Jackson River Cafe. How did the passion for cooking grab you?
I went to college for business administration up in Ohio. I wanted to be anything from an architect to a pilot, so business administration, I guess, falls in the middle somewhere. And I started cooking in college and decided to like that a lot more than going to class, so that was the end of college.
So when you think about cooking at the highest level, and LCDO is an exquisite French-themed restaurant, when did it dawn on you that you were good or you were exceptional?
I don't know. Every day's a struggle to, you know, do better. I mean, it's just part of the industry, or I guess any kind of business. But we moved around a lot and worked at some of the best places that we could find pretty much on the East Coast. So it's just how we know to work and to operate, really.
I asked Chef Kyle to talk about his favorite foods to prepare.
I like a lot of braised foods, especially this time of year when it's colder out. You know, something hearty and it fills you up at the same time. But you can also have a lot of flavor, you know, imparted into it.
And so the move into pastries, gourmet coffee, breakfast, lunch, what is your vision?
You know, make a place where everybody can gather, you know, enjoy coffee, breakfast in the morning, come back for lunch, and hopefully dinner at the end of the day. But we understand that, you know, that's a lot of eating in one spot.
The Jackson River Cafe is located in the old Hot Springs Pharmacy building. I asked Kyle to talk about the renovation process.
We have a great landlord, first of all, Pat Haynes, and he came to us and said, would you be interested? We said yes, and it kind of went from there. It was taken down to the studs in a lot of places and insulated, but we really wanted to keep, I guess, the aura of the place. So the floors are still all original to the pharmacy. We refurbished a lot of the cabinets, so the retail that's in there and some of the coffee and stuff like that is on the original cabinetry, and the ceilings are original still.
Are you chomping at the bit, ready to get the season started?
Oh yeah, I mean, always. You know, the whole point of having a business is to generate excitement for whatever product that you're offering, and we're really proud of what we do, and, you know, take it seriously most of the time, and we have a little bit of fun. But this summer we're looking forward to busy time.
What kind of breakfast fare items do you have on the menu?
We do a lot of poached eggs, so Benedict's. We do Country Benedict's been really popular so far, and that has a fried green tomato on the bottom, some country ham, poached egg from locally here at Fireside Farms, and some hollandaise over top. So
how's it been working with local farmers in the area?
It's good. We try to do as much as we can locally. It's a good place to be.
I asked Kyle if there were any pastries he had to watch himself around.
It's hard to stay out of the cinnamon rolls because that's what I grew up with. It's my mom's recipe. It was my grandma's recipe before that. So it's one of those things where it's a childhood memory, and now it's sitting there right beside me, so it's hard to keep my fingers out of them.
If you are interested in Jackson River Cafe, they're open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they're located next door to LCDO, and their hours of operation are Tuesday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Kyle, thank you so very much. Is there anything you'd like to add to this for our listening audience?
We really like the community. We're really grateful to be able to be here and, you know, offer what we do. So thanks for having us.
A link to this story and Jackson River Cafe's menu will be with this report on the Allegheny Mountain Radio Facebook page. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Danny Cardwell.